This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've got a mortgage, there's a pretty good chance that Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac is involved. These two giant companies own or guarantee more than half the mortgages in the U.S. Their fate has been up in the air ever since they cratered in 2008, sticking taxpayers with a $187 billion tab. Today, President Obama proposed winding them down, getting the government out of the home loan business. That would involve completely rethinking where the money for your house comes from. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the story.
The strange and scary world without Fannie and Freddie is actually already here. They can't guarantee loans over $417,000 in most places. Folks at the speech can see that world inside the Arizona mortgage brokerage where Teresa Murrieta works. Just ask about jumbo loans.
The interest rate is higher. Typically, you have to put a little bit more down. The guidelines for your income, assets, and credit are a little bit stricter.
Without Fannie and Freddie, the whole mortgage market could end up looking more like the jumbo market. It'll be even tougher for home buyers than it is now, which freaks people out. But Arizona State real estate professor Andra Gent says home ownership will go on.
I don't think it's the sort of doomsday scenario people imagine it to be. Other countries don't have Fannie and Freddie.
Yes, people outside America buy homes too. Trulia chief economist Jed Kolko explains how.
Borrowers in other countries typically see shorter mortgages, mortgages that adjust as interest rates adjust. In other words, mortgages that shift more of the risk onto consumers.
The 30-year fixed loan is the standard in America, but uncommon elsewhere. Here, the hypothetical ends. President Obama is pledging to protect access to the 30-year fixed. Private banks won't take that risk alone, so there has to be some role for government in backstopping home loans. Remove Fannie and Freddie, and something else takes their place. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.